Hallelujah, God we praise, let's get your audio e-devotional. In the month of October, we are looking at intercession. Today, I want to share the scripture with you, Isaiah chapter 6. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Unto the righteousness thereof, go forth as brightness. And the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. God wants to do many beautiful things with his people. But see what he says in verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. We shall never hold their peace day or night. He that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. This is our Jerusalem, and we are what the watchmen that God has set over the nation. It is our duty and our responsibility to watch over our nation, to give him no rest until he makes our nation a praise in the earth. In that scripture, God wants to do a lot of beautiful things with our nation, with his people, but he caps it up by saying, see, for these things to be manifest, I have set watchmen over your walls. So God is set to do beautiful things. He's set to turn our identity around. But who will bear the cart? He who bears the cart is he or she who stands in the gap. We can never outpray our situations. We will not be selfish at this point in time. We will be as ambassadors, true ambassadors of Christ, serving the Lord, serving the Spirit of God, serving God in spirit and in truth, standing in the gap and making sure that the salvation of the Lord is seen in our land and our nation. So I implore you to do the needful, always stand in the gap. I want us to go back to that scripture and make some of those declarations over our nation. Verse 2, it says, and the Gentiles, the other nations of the world, will see the righteousness of Nigeria and all kings our glory, and we shall be called by a new name. The Lord will call this nation by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. The Lord will be a crown of glory. We shall be, a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. We will be a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. We shall no more be tempted forsaken. This country, this nation, shall no more be tempted forsaken. Our land shall no more be tempted desolate. Rather, our land shall be called Hephzibah, and our land shall be called Buella. We shall be called Hephzibah. Nigerians will be called Hephzibah, and our land shall be called Buella. For the Lord delights in us, and our land shall be married. See what he says in verse 6. I've set watchmen. So these things are going to be our reality in the name of Jesus. Just as long as those watchmen that God has set over the walls take up their responsibility, making mention of the town, of the city, of the land to the Lord day and night. So we take authority, we take charge over our nation, and we speak God's word that we will no more be termed forsaken, we will no more be termed corrupt, but rather we will be termed Hephzibah, we will be termed the planting of the Lord. Buella will be our name. The Lord is giving the nation a new name. Stay focused, O watchman. Stay focused on your post and keep calling forth those things that be not as though they were. Keep standing in the gap for the nation, because when there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. Remember that nations turn around when they are intercessors, when they are people to pray. God bless you and have a beautiful day.